SOP 183. Today we're doing the classic reverse marketing your podcast name.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, it is the morning announcements. I'm your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. And today, in the same way that you occasionally go back and you see the classics like Caddyshack and Animal House, you just want to see the classics. We're doing a classic podcasting topic today. And that is, I'm putting a new spin on it. I'm calling it reverse marketing your podcast. So we'll get to that in just a second. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, you can join in toll-free, courtesy of the podcastvoicemail.com number. That's 888-563-3228. If you're across the pond, you can email me, 888-888. Yeah, that's the phone number, Dave. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can just go to our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can check out everything I mentioned today is in the show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. And what do I mean by reverse marketing your podcast? Well, the first thing, what I want you to do, go to podcastalley.com and type in a subject that you're looking for. And so maybe you're looking for a NASCAR podcast. Maybe you're looking for a skateboarding podcast, whatever the topic is. And then realize the list that comes up is the name of your podcast. And in that aspect, it acts like a headline. Does that make sense? And that name of your podcast is going to make some people want to click on it and some people won't. So I'll give you an example. I'm actually doing this right now at the School of Podcasting. If you log into the website, you'll see where it says case study. I'm getting ready to launch a new podcast as I get ready to pod fade on a couple of the ones that I've been doing. And it's going to be a podcast review show. It's something I thought about doing on this show, but we'll talk more about that in the future when I get into the thoughts and behind the scenes stuff of this show. But I was originally going to call it In the Earbuds. Why? Because when I think of reviews, I think of Siskel and Ebert, which was a television show in the U.S. where we had basically what I referred to as the fat guy and the bald guy, and they would watch a movie and say if they liked it or not. And for whatever reason, I always knew if the bald guy liked it, I was going to like it. And if the fat guy said he didn't like it, I probably was going to like it, because they were polar opposites pretty much most of the time. On occasion, you'd get the two thumbs up. So I thought, well, their show was called At the Movies, so I'm going to call it In the Earbuds. Well, not everybody knows that earbuds are the headphones. It's kind of the fun name for the headphones that come with an iPod, which also makes people think then maybe you got to have an iPod to listen to it. And then we're into that whole thing. It just wasn't obvious enough that if somebody did a search for podcast review shows and it says In the Earbuds, I don't think they're going to know that that's a podcast review show. Then I thought about calling it Consider the Source. Because in reality, if I review a podcast and I like it or I don't like it, let's say I don't like your podcast and I say it's poo-poo, caca, bad, right? And somebody writes me back and says, you mean nasty podcast review person. I'm going to say, look, you know, your podcast was about opera. And I'm not a big opera fan, so consequently, I'm not a big fan of your podcast. Consider the Source. Well, again, if you have to describe your name to somebody, it's not obvious enough. And here we go again with, it's an opinion. For me, I like podcasts that the name is, again, I know that somewhere, somebody is going to look for a podcast, be it iTunes, be it Podcast Pickle, be it Podcast Alley, be it, what is it, thepodcastdirectory.com. There's all these different directories. And the first thing that's going to pop up is the name of the show. And I want that show not to be a inside joke. I don't want it to be something like, this is a classic example. The Morning Announcements is a horrible name of a show about podcasting. So this show should be called, Understanding Podcasting, right? Podcast Tips Show, something like that. And that's my tip for today. If you go to find, let's say you wanted, I don't know, cooking with rice. You're going to do a show about, you know, 100 different recipes that you can do with rice. So you look, and cookingwithrice.com is taken. I'm pretty sure in almost every case that I've tried this with, if you try adding the word show to the end of that, cookingwithriceshow.com, and I have no idea if that's a real website or not, I'm just making this up. If you add show to that, chances are that is going to be available where Cooking with Rice was not. So if you're upset because, gosh, I wanted, and you want your name to coincide with the name of your podcast. So for instance, the morning announcements doesn't make any sense that it's at the school of podcasting.com. Now, when people hear that, they kind of go, oh, I get it. It's a school thing. Morning announcements. Oh, and see, if you have to explain your name, it's, yeah. But I realize this works most of the time. Like Sled Dog Podcast, Struggling Entrepreneur, Gain Control of Your Day, A1 Blues, Selling Geek, The Secret Attraction Podcast. Trying to think of some other ones from the Cross Driven Radio. Lord Lifted Me Live. Trying to think of other ones here from the School of Podcasting members. Those are pretty obvious that those are. But I realize that sometimes the name of the show is not going to be obvious. And that's okay. But if you can, that would be my tip. Make it obvious. Then see if you can get that domain name. And if it's not available, tack on the word show. And you might say, but Dave, why wouldn't you tack on the word podcast? Well, you could if you wanted to. I have nothing against the word podcast. I love the word podcast. But I know that even in 2009, when you say podcast to some people, they still go, I don't have an iPod. You could also try radio, you know, Cooking with Rice Radio. That's kind of cool because you got rice and radio. It rolls a little cooler off the tongue, a little easier. You might want to go riceradio.com. But do people know that's about cooking with rice? I don't know. But the first thing is, what's your topic? Obviously, you have to figure that out. Number two, what's the name of the show? And so what I've been telling people, go to places where you're going to find a podcast. At iTunes, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley. Search for a podcast like yours and then look at the name and go, why did I click on this one? Why didn't I click on this one? And reverse market it. Say, okay, I clicked on this one, but why? What drew me to that name? And then see if your name, do you think your name will bring people into the next phase, which of course is first you get the name of the show, then we talk about the headlines. And I know I've talked about that before in the past, but that would be the other thing. Try to get the name of the show to be obvious. Try to get the domain name to tie in with the name of the show. And if it's not available, like Cooking with Rice, try cookingwithriceshow.com or Cooking with Rice Radio. And I'm pretty sure one of those two domain names, assuming again radio, would be that it was an audio podcast. You could always try .tv if it's a video podcast, but one of those is probably going to be available. And now you've started branding your podcast because you've got a consistent name that makes sense, that's obvious, that's going to make people want to click on it, and you've tied your domain name into the podcast.
Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week, we spotlight and review tools, we discuss strategies on web design and promotion, we talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com.
Hey, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your very busy day. Here it is in Ohio. It's lovely springtime outside, and I know you want to go out and mow the yard and plant. Maybe you're listening to me right now while you're planting the flowers and getting the pool ready and things like that. And I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen. If you're thinking of starting a podcast, now is a great time because you can get that planning. You can get those episodes up and running. And reach the world. You can reach the world. What do you got to do? Go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources, and you've got me, your personal podcast coach, helping you through the entire process. And I realize that there are books, but if you ask a book a question, it's going to give you the same answer. Not the case at the School of Podcasts. You're going to ask a live person, and if you go, I don't understand that answer, I'll get you a new one. Just go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com because it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. And until next week, class dismissed.